What's the extent of the U.S. military's involvement on the ground in Iraq right now? Well, that question is of particular importance because it's been 2 years since ISIS launched its offensive in Iraq. The group quickly took control of Mosul in the northern part of the country. And of course, Mosul is Iraq's second largest city after the capital, Baghdad. So it's important symbolically, politically, and strategically. That's why American support of the Iraqi military's current offensive to retake Mosul from ISIS is being watched so closely. Tom Bowman has more details. He's NPR's Pentagon correspondent. He joins us from Washington. Tom, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
Good to have you. So first of all, now we know this mission to retake Mosul just started last week. What do we know so far about how the Iraqi military is doing?
Well, first of all, it might be an overstatement to say the mission to retake Mosul has started. We're just seeing some Iraqi troops, the first of many, heading into staging areas, and they still have to bring in thousands of Sunni tribesmen, thousands of police, counterterror forces. So this will take some time. Now, I was in Baghdad back in December and sat in a meeting with Iraqi officials, and they said at that time they hope to start operations sometime later in the spring and retake Mosul at the end of this year or early next year, by next spring, let's say. And American officials I spoke with thought that timeline was pretty optimistic.
Okay, so even given that optimism, Tom, tell us more about, the role that the U.S. is playing, because we're seeing that there's an outpost where U.S. Marines are in northern Iraq called Firebase Bell. What does that tell us?
Well, first of all, there are roughly a company of Marines, around 150 or so, up at this Firebase Bell. They have four artillery pieces. And initially, we were told they were just there to provide security for Iraqi and U.S. trainers. But lately, the Marines have been providing fire support, basically shooting their artillery for Iraqi troops moving forward. Now, that's new. And these Marines are clearly vulnerable to ISIS rockets and mortars. Of course, we saw one Marine killed there, Staff Sergeant Lewis Carden, and a few others wounded. So this is different.
Okay. Well, we've got a little bit of tape here from Army Colonel Steve Warren. He's a spokesman for the U.S. military headquarters in Baghdad, talking about the nature of the support that they're providing to the Iraqi military and what the Marines are doing at Firebase Bell. Here he is.
This includes close air support, strikes against enemy rocket positions, against enemy troop formations.
So, Tom, Colonel Warren there echoing what you just said, but he also says that it shouldn't be considered a combat outpost. I mean, is that accurate, or is that sort of military spin?
Well, I think it's semantics. This is a crude base. It's close to a larger one with both American trainers and Iraqi troops. But this new one only has Marines. And officials say Marines have provided, again, fire support to the Iraqi forces before west of Baghdad. But again, so this base in the north, it's only Marines. They're coming under fire. Most people, rational people, would say they're in a combat zone. They're in a combat situation. They're in combat.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tom, so help us take a step back here. Does this represent an expansion of the U.S. military's current mission in Iraq?
Well, I think it does. There are most of the U.S. forces there. There are 4,000 to 5,000 are basically trainers. And then you have hundreds of special operations forces, Green Berets, Delta Force, Navy SEALs up there going after ISIS leaders. But we've been told, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, said there'll likely be more Americans sent over as this move toward Mosul begins. You could see soldiers on the ground helping call in airstrikes. You could see more advisors closer to the front line. So clearly, you're going to see more Americans involved, again, closer to the fight, not just sitting in their bases like they are now.
Closer to the fight. Okay, well, and this is happening at a time where the Obama administration is saying that ISIS is losing ground in Iraq, though.
Well, they are losing ground. They haven't been able to gain any new ground in any dramatic way, but they're still entrenched in places like Mosul, still some parts of Anbar province west of Baghdad. And it's going to take some time, some type of ground force to go in there and get them and root them out and then hold on to that area. See, that's the hard part.
Right. Well, Tom, let me ask you, I mean, there, of course, is a lot of political debate going on in the United States right now about what U.S. strategy should be regarding fighting ISIS. It's one of the things frequently discussed in the presidential elections by all the candidates. But what's the debate within the Pentagon itself over U.S. military strategy? What does Pentagon leadership think is best to do?
Well, some people I talk with say that this strategy will take longer than people think it will, or what they're saying. And the strategy is simply this: train local forces, provide them with airstrikes, so you don't have enough forces right now in Syria. That's the problem. And then in Iraq, you might have sufficient numbers, but they're really not that competent. And let's face it, there's absolutely no appetite within this administration, or maybe in the American public, to send in large numbers of American troops. And even if you did send them in, some Pentagon people say, the question would be, okay, we defeat ISIS, then what?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you stay? That's always been a question.
Tom Bowman is NPR's Pentagon correspondent, bringing us up to speed on U.S. military involvement on the ground in Iraq. Tom, thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.